Would you just say a stone fence or a stone wall or just a rock wall?
Just a rock wall.
Okay.
Could be a coping.
Okay, what term would you use in describing your best dishes?
They were made in Japan.
But what would you call them?
Your China. Best?
Okay, China. Did you ever see an egg made out of this?
No.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in before you?
We had we called it a bucket, a cedar bucket.
All right, made out of cedar.
Cedar and brass hoops.
All right, now, would you call what you carried milk in the same thing?
A milk pail.
Okay. Mm. And what kind of bucket would you keep in your kitchen to throw scraps for the pigs?
I think the nice name for it is swill. It was a slop bucket.
Okay. Now, you do a lot of cooking. What do you fry eggs in?
A skillet.
And what is it made out of?
Now, it's aluminum. It's an electric skillet, but it was a cast iron.
All right, now, what's something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
All right, now, if you heated water in something on the stove, what would you call this?
Kettle.
All right, now, what would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
Flower pot.
All right, but if you had cut this flower and put it in the container?
A vase.
Okay. And what are the eating utensils that you set at each place?
Plates.
All right. The
knives.
Eating... Okay.
Knives, forks, spoons, salad forks.
Okay.
Dessert spoons.
All right, if the dishes are all dirty, you might say it's supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must...
Wash dishes.
All right, after you wash the dishes, then you...
Scald them.
All right, another...
Dry them.
All right, another name for scalding would be...
Rinse.
And what do you call the rag that you use to...
Dishcloth and the drying towel.
And the little square piece of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face.
A bath cloth.
And then after bathing, what do you use to dry with?
A bath towel.
And what do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
The faucet.
And would you call this something else if it were outside in the yard?
A spigot.
And it was so cold last night that our water pipes what?
Froze.
Now, not only froze, but they actually hit... Okay. Now, people used to buy flour in a what?
A barrel.
And what did molasses come in when you used to buy it in large quantities?
A barrel.
And what about lard? You said you made lard and put them in...
Put it in tin cans.
What? These big tin cans, what would you call them? Okay. Now, what would you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow mouth funnel? I mean, bottle.
A funnel.
Okay. And what do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you're riding in a buggy?
Buggy whip.
Okay. And what do you get your groceries in?
Bag. Basket.
All right.
Basket, and then they're put into a bag.
And what's this bag made of?
Paper.
Now, if you bought a large quantity of sugar, about 50 pounds of it, what would it be in?
It would probably be in a